Over the next decade, the Commerce Department will spend $2.6 million a year helping startup technology companies. A department spokesperson, Tony Hosany, says the point is to get viable ideas out of laboratories and into the marketplace.
You have a new prototype for something, maybe a new machine, maybe a new diagnostic tool, maybe a new drug, but it, you know, there are trials that have to be completed, and there are approvals that have to be gotten from various agencies. And you need to make sure, of course, eventually, that the product is able to be commercialized. All that takes infusions of capital.
In other words, it takes money, and the state will use tax credits to spur investment. Investors will be able to write off up to 25% of their money, with a cap set at $500,000. The project is in the planning stages now. Eventually, Hosany says individuals will be able to back state tech firms by putting their money into special funds.
Obviously, we don't have the fund managers in place yet, and we have to develop rules for how they would be selected and so forth. But yes, ultimately, we want to attract that kind of capital.
Over the course of 10 years, Hosany expects the act will generate between $300 and $400 million in private investments. First, the Commerce Department has to write rules for the program. It's hosting a series of listening sessions around the state, beginning next Thursday in Milwaukee. Sessions will also be held in Chippewa Falls, Appleton, and Madison. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.